What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dad Strides podcast, the running podcast all about getting those tired dad legs moving again. I am your newest dad host, Caleb Babcock.
And it's your favorite dad, Niles, and we are fresh off of getting some McDonald's. We just crushed.
Yeah.
And are ready to talk about some updates. What we've been doing, our running.
We're together again.
We're together again, which is tight. And you know, how our weeks have been going, signing up for a race, but maybe not the race... That's that cool to sign up for.
Yeah, we're back up in the PNW at my house on another small job, and we didn't put out an ep last week, but we were like, we're together again. So if you're not watching it on YouTube and you're just listening, what up? Head over to
and
YouTube.
And we're not really doing weekly. We're doing like...
Vibely?
Vibe weekly. Instead of bi-weekly. Vibe weekly.
I shouldn't... Okay,
no, it's just like
off.
When we want to. Dude, wait, first off, what's like your go-to McDonald's order? Like,
yeah.
We just went. Was that your order?
I was going to say, I have a Sprite. McDonald's Sprite's pretty superior.
McDonald's Coke.
If
is
I'm
really
going,
good.
Like, I want a full lunch like I did today, like, I was pretty hungry. I did the 2A quarter pounder with cheese, medium fry, medium drink.
Oh, I burped. that's sick. I've been getting chicken McNuggets my entire life. But about 3 years ago, I started getting a Big Mac. And the
nice.
Big Mac's pretty good. But the problem is like when you live by an In-N-Out, like why would you ever get a Big Mac?
I don't
ever.
Even eat McDonald's that much, but it's so convenient.
You used
it's
to
so
eat it
consistent.
A lot more. Yeah.
And when I go, I want to commit, so I get the soda.
Caleb, we were driving in the car, and Caleb's like, dude, should we get McDonald's? And I thought, hell yeah.
It made you happier.
It did. I immediately, like, I was comforting. Glowing after. After you eat it, you're not glowing. You're blowing up the toilet. But yeah, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's a little bit of risk and reward.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're here. Niles actually flies back out of the airport tonight, and we have hit, since you've been here, 2 runs. You want to talk about those?
Yep, the first run, my first time at Japanese Gulch in Mulcatillo. Is that how you say it?
Mulcatillo. Mulcatillo?
That's the most, like... If you've ever been to the Northwest, specifically the Seattle area, everyone is so specific about how you pronounce their... native tribal names. Like, there's a specific way to pronounce it, and if you don't, you're going to get wrecked. So, Mulcatillo?
Sure.
It's not Mulcatillo, is it?
No.
Anyways, went to the Japanese Gulch for the first time.
What'd you think?
I thought it was great. It's like these rolling hills. There's never one big climb.
Yeah.
So, just when you're starting to get, like, kind of tired on the climb, it evens out and you're running downhill, which is pretty nice. But we still ran 700
it's
feet of
vert. It's pretty technical too. Like,
yes, a lot of twists and turns and roots and stuff. A lot of just
so good though.
Northwest roots. The Northwest roots will trip you up.
And then we jumped in the Puget Sound, which was fun. That's kind of like some of the guys that run the Gulch I've seen. I've actually never done it where you run. I've ran to the water but never jumped in, so it felt good to just like...
Right.
Then run a mile, half mile back to the car all wet.
Yeah, all wet with just like chafy inner thighs. But the sick run was the one we did yesterday. We went up to Mount Dickerman, which is a pretty high peak in the North Cascades.
We're both not like...
We're not fit.
As y'all know, we're not in
we're
shape.
We're not fit.
But we took it, we hiked.
We pushed it.
I would say we pushed it as hard as we could considering our fitness.
Yes, totally. Yeah, we hit about a half mile from the summit.
A healthy foot of snow.
A healthy foot of snow, which we learned that's how you say it if you're above 70.
Dickerman, though, Mount Dickerman, it's off the Mountain Loop Highway, is about 4.5 miles up, 4.3 or 4.4, but with 3,800 feet of gain. So you're getting about 800 to 900 feet per mile.
Which is a lot.
It just basically from the parking lot, it's pretty good condition trail as well. Like but it's just switchbacks, couple open straight parts. But it's if you want vert in a short amount of time, it's punchy. It's a really good training run, but you get killer views, like 360 degree views.
So pretty. And to be up there at this time of year is pretty rare because rarely do you get the like, there's only snow on top. It's a healthy foot. It's fresh.
That was a lot of snow. It got annoying towards the last half, but
it definitely did.
I'm so glad we got out and actually like it definitely re-sparked the like a little more adventurous side of
it felt good to be sitting
run.
On a peak with your boys taking a selfie, eating a piece of beef jerky, like that was tight, dude. I was into that. Yeah, and it was good. That just helps to keep the dad spirit alive, you know. It's kind of one of those things where it's like we still got it in a way. I rolled both my ankles on the way down though so it's like, you know, right when you're feeling on top, you know, you're gonna get a little humbled too. It was basically we ran down in the dark with headlamps, and it's just I don't run a lot of like when I'm running the trails, like it's pretty much just buffed out dirt. You know, so like
that California carpet.
Yeah, that California carpet. So when I was running down, I definitely was like, you know, you have your eyes wired trying to watch the ground. And Sean, our other buddy there, was having me tell him stories, and I obviously got distracted, rolled my left. Ouch, I said, and then 10 minutes later it rolled my right, and I definitely, they're not like hurt, I can walk.
Dude, the
stuff.
Double ankle roll does sound like a Californian coming to run PNW trails.
Totally. I got, yeah, dude, it's called getting dankled.
Double ankle. Yeah, Niles got dankled when he was up here.
I got dankled yesterday, and I also fell on a skateboard like an hour ago, which, yeah, dude, I honestly,
we're getting old.
I'm leaving the Northwest like really injured. Also, Caleb's sick.
Yeah.
And the whole family's sick. So I'm going to come good back times. Sick with my hands bruised, my ankles rolled, and I'm on top, baby.
Dude, that's like that's the way you got to live, though, dude. You just got to get dude, wrecked.
Let's, yeah, just okay.
Get wrecked and just keep going.
Right. I do. Okay, so on the subject of
I don't know what we're talking about.
Get wrecked. And I was like, yeah, for sure. And I just move on. I just in complete agreement with you.
So
get wrecked, move on. Is that what you said? I don't
get wrecked and keep going.
Yeah. Anyways, Caleb's been sick. Caleb was like coming in real hot with like, you have to run 20. Like, oh my gosh, you have to run 20.
I'm so mad about this.
And he didn't. So tell us why you didn't
the
run 20
immediate,
miles a week.
Literally the day. Yeah. This is my.
He came in all hot, just like I did, and got humbled.
I was so ready to start this base. Couple runs in and I get like a massive sore throat, which has still not gone away. So it's been 2 weeks. I hit the walk-in clinic the other day. I'm like, what's going on? I still have a lump in my throat.
Tell them what they told you.
They're like, you'll just go to get some over-the-counter allergy medicine because it might be like,
post-nasal drip, chill.
Yeah.
Like, you're fine.
I don't know if it's that. However, I felt terrible like when I swallow running up Dickerman, but energy level felt fine.
Well, we both got sick. Good. So I haven't put in a 20-mile week either. Yeah. Actually, the run we did last night was almost 9 miles. That's the longest run I've done, I believe, since my race.
But time on feet yesterday was like three and a half hours.
Right, because we were up there for a while. We were like shooting some stuff for work too.
Just running 2 hours up and then an hour and a half back in the dark kind of.
No, that's true. Yeah, it was solid.
No, it was.
But it was sick to put in a decent effort. We're definitely pretty sore. But yeah, I haven't done that 20-mile week. But I don't think it's like, I think I got like 18 and then like 14. So the fitness has been like slowly building.
Yeah. So whatever I said about the 20-mile week, that's out the door now. I just got to heal up. But at the same time, like,
just trying to run again.
I'm enjoying the runs. So, right. Which leads me to my next question. We talked about both getting new road shoes.
Yep.
How are your squishy marshmallow New Balance dad chonkers?
The dad chonker marshmallow boys are great. Honestly, when I put them on, there was like a decent bit of bounce to them,
ooh,
which felt nice. Like, ooh, some good cushy here, some good bouncy cush.
Love that. Love a good cush.
Yeah, you just love when your cush bounces. But basically, they look silly, which is fine.
Do they actually?
Yeah. Like, the shoe.
Like embarrassing. If you were to put a sick fit
together. I don't think I would buy the all white ones. Like, again, if I got these shoes for free, so I'm not going to complain about them. But the shoe, the road shoes, that, and they're great. Like, honestly, like I no blisters, no complaints. My arches feel a little tired, but I think it's just kind of like my feet are just getting used to running again. Like, I just, and like my, it's like things are just kind of like working themselves out. But the shoes felt good. Haven't done a ton of road miles, like long ones, but I think the running shoe, road shoe that I want to get is like the Cloud Monsters from On. Those are sick. Those would be like the next road shoe I get.
And I got the Saucony Stability dad trainers, and very, very good. I did like three or four runs in them. I didn't notice a big stability. It helps your foot like stay more straight.
Didn't notice the whole value prop of the shoe. Just didn't even realize it.
Whatever that tells you. But they do feel light, and they feel like the foot has room to spread out in them. I've first pair of Saucony, so yeah, we'll keep going on them.
Yeah, it's a weird name. I've always thought that was interesting.
They're just shoes. I feel like people get so hyped on shoes. It's whatever.
The shoe hype to me is a little somewhat dying down, but I am interested in like what kind of trail shoes I'm going to get next.
Fun.
But I do like the Speed Goats. Get into the shoe hype if it's going to get you out the door. That's what I say.
Ooh.
You know,
that's some dad wisdom.
It's just like, because getting a fresh pair of shoes is exciting.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not like the answer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like anything else.
Our segment, the Ridge Report. I don't have anything to report on this week besides
I do.
My annoyance with being sick. That was okay, what cool. I was going to talk about.
My Ridge Report is about the race that I signed up for. And it's not the race that, you know.
Wait, you actually signed up for one?
I signed up for the turkey trot.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about signing up. I didn't know you could. Dude, pen to paper. It's going down?
Oh, I'm running a turkey trot, baby.
Whoa.
Yeah.
5K?
Running a 5K with the family. So nice. I realized this. My wife is the one who was like, you want to do the turkey trot? And I was like, shit, yeah. That sounds awesome. Like, why would I not do that? And I realized the turkey trot is the perfect, like, rust buster, maybe go a little faster, something small on the calendar. And if it's something big on the calendar for you, it's like, it's still like,
it's a low stakes, low pressure. Everyone's out there.
There's a mile race for all the Groms. So
nice.
My son and daughter are doing the mile run, which is tight. They're going to do it with one of our like older cousins. She's
do
like
you
17.
Think your son can finish a mile?
He's two, so probably not. But it'd be sick if he like walked it. I don't know. But
no,
it's like,
yeah.
It's just like them signing up for race.
Focus. Like,
I hope they get a bib and like a medal and like all that stuff. I would love them to run with me one day.
That's cool.
But yeah, I feel like a turkey trot to me, like, it's just like, it's such a sick dad flex. It's like my family, like, we care a little bit about fitness,
mm-hmm.
and we're such a unit that we're showing up together to run a race together. And I feel like growing up, I was always like if you were a dialed family, like, you did the turkey trot.
Nice.
So I feel like now that I have my own family, I'm like, dude, I'm signing up for a turkey trot, baby.
Yeah, if you sign up for a turkey trot with your family, you have your life together.
That's what it felt like. It's like you're a dentist or a doctor or like, yeah.
Hey, family, we are going to the local park trail.
It's like just fratty enough to be like, hoorah, like, kind of put your hands in, like, team cheer,
So some are run on like the morning of Thanksgiving or
it's
the day
the
before.
Morning of Thanksgiving.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Some are run like a week before, and I'm like, come on, let's go Thanksgiving
that's,
day.
That's not a turkey trot.
Right.
That's just a 5K.
I have to eat turkey after.
Yeah.
Like,
so ours is in Dana Point, and I just was like, oh, what a sick thing to talk about in the pod. This is your encouragement to either go sign up for a turkey trot because you've never ran that far, or go sign up for one because it's just like,
yeah.
Why not? It's a 5K.
You're right. It is probably the most approachable 5K. So if you are like, hey, just go walk it, or just to go have fun where you're not
go
like looking
stroller,
around and there's people
like,
that
whatever.
Are like competitive necessarily. Right. Dude, I bet some of them get heated competitive though.
Oh, for sure. I do have this kind of pipe dream. The race is in like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but I'm like, it would be fun
to try
to run it fast.
So you're not doing it with a stroller?
Not doing it with a stroller.
Because the kids have their Grom race.
We have the Grom race. I didn't want to do it with a stroller. I thought that'd be funny, but I was just like, it just wouldn't be as fun. Like, it'd be funny to do with a stroller, but not enjoyable.
Rock up.
Pushing
two
like 80 pounds.
2-inch short shorts and just go out super hard and then die.
That's what I was thinking. Exactly. Like, it'd be so fun to like purposefully go blow up or PR.
My dog is in the shot too.
Oh, hi, Bowie.
Dude, show up and blow up.
It's funny to show up and blow up because like, if you go show up and blow up on a 5K, it's like, what, you get 2 miles in and then you eat shit the last mile? It's like, well, you only have a mile left.
But
if you show up and blow up in like a 50K, it's like, bro, you got 14 miles left.
That's true. But like, the pride hit of only having one more mile to go and you can't keep it up is kind of like.
Yeah, I told Caleb to sign up and he was like, no. And I was
if
like,
if I can't run
yeah,
a sub 7-minute mile, I'm not putting a bib on like on right. a road race. And yeah. I have no fitness banked or built right now, so it's like,
but I don't either.
I think I'd get injured. I'd be like, my body's not
that's,
ready to
yeah,
like
that, that's
turn
fair.
Over
so I'm thinking I'm just putting in these like mild weeks, might do like some strides the week before and just go see what it is.
That's
speaking
cool.
of that, considering getting back on Strava.
Oh my gosh. And I'm
it's been 8 days. and I miss it. No.
Because you did a sick run last night, Dickerman. Like
doing Dickerman last night, I was doing, like, oh, that'd be fun to put on Strava.
That's and, my, I think, okay.
Yeah, here we go.
Let me talk about, you did inspire me a little bit to like rethink my Strava. I don't need to post every run on there. I do feel like I would rather it be a social media that's similar to, not Instagram, but like similar to when I do a run of significance
right.
that I can then post, whether it's with friends, a cool loop that's new, or something big just so I can look back on. But I do want to post all my runs and maybe just keep them private for my own personal log. So I'll dabble with like kind of just private, but then being like, oh, this was a worthwhile run. post.
That seems to be a good spot to be. I don't really know when I'm going to re-download it. I kind of said when I was going to sign up for a race, which I haven't done yet.
Wait, you signed up for the turkey trot.
Right, but that
you better post the turkey trot.
That's true. I should post the turkey trot.
Post the turkey trot.
I should post the turkey trot, unless I blow up and don't do well. I'm just kidding. I'll post it regardless.
No, post your 2 miles.
I'm like, what should actually be my goal pace? Considering I'm not fit.
I have no idea. Like, maybe an 8-minute mile for 3 miles?
Yeah. So it's like not fast at all.
To you, I mean, to some people that's fast.
Well, of course, but like,
okay, go faster then, dude. I don't know. Yeah. What do you want? Pick a number.
Yeah, I'll have to. Yeah, we'll have to do a pod before, and or you know what? I don't know. But that's the thing. Just go have fun, and my wife's gonna run it. Her parents are gonna run it. But the turkey trot, if you wanna. It's just if you want to have a dialed family,
that's what's funny.
No, okay. A little backstory.
I didn't even
there.
Know turkey trots existed until like honestly a few years ago.
So a little backstory there. When I was growing up in Kansas City, and it was like just me and my dad, I would look at all these families like signing up for this race. They all have like matching shirts and like show up, and I was like, whoa, like that's what like a family.
Whoa,
looks
they
like.
Eat dinner together and like.
Yeah, I was like, that's so cool. And I remember I like borrowed a shirt from a friend one time, and he gave me like his old turkey trot shirt, and I like treasured it. I was like, this thing's sick.
Well, I feel like.
And it was called, in Kansas City, it's like the trolley run, because there was like an old trolley that used to run, and they turned it into a running path.
I feel like we need a little context. You didn't really have a traditional childhood either, so it's like...
Right, exactly. So
observing
for me,
that.
So for me, a little fun, like, trying to have a sick family now.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of grew up with, split up parents, but your dad was just more of like... Adventure bachelor style,
yes.
I'd say, and then you're just
nothing
like,
organized like that, where it's like we're gonna sign up for this race together. Like, no way,
right?
Yeah.
But
yeah, so the turkey trot, sign up if you want. Don't
we should,
if you don't.
Dude, if we okay, what would your ideal dad strides turkey trot be? If there was like a dad strides run in the future, hypothetically, just spitball ideas. Like,
I don't even know.
You would hand out everyone like a fresh pair of New Balances. They would have to run in like...
I would love like matching uniforms. Like you have like family color codes or something. Or you wear like your family crest or like...
Or you have to run it with like a sibling, a child. Like
right.
You have to make it about like... Oh, you have to complete it with a kid.
You have to like cross the finish line at the same time or something.
Or if you're a kid, you have to like convince your parent. To do it with you or like a guardian, like if you don't,
I think that's kind of tapping into what I like about the essence of a turkey trot is it gets the whole family out the door. Mm-hmm. Like when if Sarah my in-laws like they go on walks, they don't go on runs, so it's like they're gonna run walk an organized race with like a bib. That's cool, like getting people out the door to go do it. It's and it kind of has this allure of like it's approachable enough, like you said, which is cool. So shout out to the turkey trotters out there.
Yeah. What else
Respect.
Can we talk about this week? The weather's getting colder for sure, so might be hitting my Planet Fitness treadmill more. Maybe some runs. Just I mean, I don't mind the cold weather running. It's
but
when
you're
it's
gonna
cold
start
and
going
rain.
To the Gulch once a week, you said.
Maybe. I mean, I was like, I saw John running there a bunch, and I was like, I want to come roll with you at some point. And it's more just the motivation to wake up at 4:35 in the morning. I have
when
a hard time with that.
It's nuking rain, and it's 40 degrees.
But I do think next year I don't want to commit to anything huge yet, but
right.
I do want to put it on record that I want to sign up for something at least over 50 miles at some point.
Caleb was sending me races.
I want it.
He was sending me 100-mile races.
Who did it? Daybreak Racing, I think they're called. They announced their inaugural Hood 100, which is the Mount Hood, and I ran their 50K last 2 years ago, and it was so much fun. Well organized.
And they have a 50-mile race too, right?
They got a bunch of races, but the Hood 100 just sounds fun. It sounds like
it's in August.
Yeah, which is from now November to start training for that is actually a great amount of time.
Yeah, you got a lot of you got a decent amount of time.
Which sounds intimidating, but like
a 100-mile race is gnarly,
super gnarly. But like I'll be 34 when that runs, and I'm like ain't getting younger.
Right. Speaking of 100-mile races, we watched a great doc last night by Solomon. About it's called Lucy's Dad, and Lucy Bartholomew is a professional runner, and the whole film, it's like 30 minutes on YouTube, is about her dad running Western States. So that kind of did
inspiring.
Fire
yeah, yeah.
That kind of did fire me up, one, to get
great
my
doc.
Kids running, and then two, to like consider 100, but right now I just have no interest in running 100 miles. I think the next race I do would be like 100K, 50 miles, something like that.
I did think too, I wanted to shout out, not that he listened to this, but Casey Neistat Wow. Casey Neistat ran, I think, a PR at the New York City Marathon. 3:01 on that course is...
Yeah, that's flying.
And he's like... He's getting older, but he's so...
He's probably like 40.
I just think it's cool to see like him... I mean, big celebrity, like putting in the miles. Like, that's a really... He committed. I mean,
totally.
You got to give him credit.
Yeah,
for
they
that.
Just ran New York, which is cool.
That's the marathon I think I'd want to do.
It would be, yeah, you run through the five boroughs.
You're not signing up
bureaus?
For boroughs. Wait, boroughs?
You run through the five bros.
the five bros? Wait.
Like, you either run through the five bureau of investigations or the five bros.
Or the five boroughs going like donkeys. Wait.
The five Joe Burrows.
Five running bros.
There is an element of running a fast marathon that sounds interesting.
Well, to me, it's if I sorry, I'm interrupting, but if I sign up for a marathon, I want the full experience of the the weekend.
Yeah,
like you're going not just to
like,
run
like the hype around and after.
I
the
want
event. Yeah.
I want in the energy from the crowd. Like you, I would almost want to take it all in, and that's why you go to a road marathon to me.
Right, and I do feel like just there is an energy about running in that kind of atmosphere, which is so cool.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just gnarly to think about trying to run fast for that long, though. Being fast, I think just because I'm slow, being fast always sounds cool. like going further doesn't sound that cool, but going there quicker sounds tight.
Going up hills to me sounds cool still. I don't know. I just like... Right. I'm in like a vert mindset.
I think there is a feeling of speed though that you just can't replicate. It's like feeling light on your feet and quick.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a good feeling.
If you're like Achilles isn't like on fire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you're not injured and you know,
I'm always half
blowing,
injured,
blowing your legs out.
Yeah.
But yeah, y'all, that's kind of all we had today. I think we're gonna start trying to get some guests on. We're gonna work probably next episode. We're gonna try to get a guest.
Mm.
And we got a long list of people who we would love to talk to.
Yeah, like four people.
Have you guys listened to? Yeah, it's like six people. And yeah, dude, we're going to keep running. I think
no,
so
we got
far,
good miles in
so
on this
far,
trip.
So far, this is working.
What?
Like doing the pod, down,
yeah.
Getting back on the horse, saying giddy up.
Oh, and I think we want to do, not that we're trying to do it like to make money, but I think we'll make one new thing a merch with like our logo. So... This is me just like being accountable.
I'm like, really? I didn't know that.
Well, you said you hadn't bought any, so I was
yeah.
I think I do want.
I don't even have our own merch. So
well, we don't have it anymore. Like I turned the merch shop off. So
okay.
I think we
do turn it back on.
A simple one with just like the logo, like a box tee with just
one that says running friend.
No, I have that shirt. No, five bros of New York City.
Yeah. but yes, good. We'll start getting some guests on. Or no, what was I saying? I was saying that it's working for us to get back on the horse. Hopefully it's working for you guys too. Let us know on Instagram or whatever if you guys are, you know, shaking off the cobwebs, getting the rust off those knees, and getting back on the road.
Shout out
the trails.
Taylor Wolf had their baby.
Wow.
Friggin' dad strider now,
and he's
dude.
Fast. Talking about being fast. He's fast, and he's a dad now.
He ran a sub-3 marathon just like without trying, I feel like.
Yeah, just like he just like showed up and did it.
But yeah. Welcome to the dad sphere, Taylor.
So fun. Cool, y'all. This is how we always end. We don't have an ending. We just trail
off. No, we do.
Off.
We have keep striding. What was the thing?
Right, but we always do this where it's like
we're like, what's the next
thing? Yeah, and then it's kinda like quiet, and then it's like, okay.
We should do a Q&A.
Cool.
One of these episodes.
Oh yeah.
Like
we could do like guest and then get some questions
Q&A,
through Instagram.
Comment on this video for the next episode and we'll start to gather the questions. And then we might do it next or we'll have a guest, but we'll gather your questions and then we'll do Instagram as well. But comment on this video if you're seeing it. Questions for the Q&A pod.
Perfect.
I think that'd be a fun.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Keep the stride alive.
That's what it was.
Keep on running and we'll see you guys in the next one.
Peace.
Later.